Breaking free from self-confidence to God confidence. Listen to this devotional. A devotional is an in-depth Bible study. A typical devotional should take you anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to complete. Download and print a PDF version of this devotional for yourself, or use it with a friend to create an engaging discussion. Opening question. How can we believe beyond our limits, so that we can confidently build our lives and families on God's purpose rather than the world's influences? Bible study. Against all odds, when it looked hopeless, Abraham believed the promise and expected God to fulfill it. He took God at his word, and as a result he became the father of many nations. God's declaration over him came to pass. Your descendants will be so many that they will be impossible to count. 19. In spite of being nearly 100 years old when the promise of having a son was made, his faith was so strong that it could not be undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving a child. 20. He never stopped believing God's promise, for he was made strong in his faith to father a child. And because he was mighty in faith and convinced that God had all the power needed to fulfill his promises, Abraham glorified God. Romans chapter 4 verses 18 to 20 TPT. Do I have a faith in God that is so strong that it cannot be undermined? There are many things that aim to undermine our faith. Our guilt, different diagnoses, depression, anxiety, fear, and various circumstances. God wants to build our faith and confidence to be so strong it can handle anything thrown our way. Just like with Abraham, God uses a process to make our faith strong. He leads us through various stages in life to bring us to turning points in our faith. Which of these four turning points does your faith need today? 1. From a passive faith to a faith that fights. When Abram heard that his relative had been taken captive, he called out the 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. Genesis chapter 14 verse 14 NIV. Previous to Genesis chapter 14, Abraham had not engaged in any physical battles of note. In order to rescue his relative who was taken captive, Abraham turned into a warrior. Do you have a faith that fights for your family members? We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. 9. Indeed, we felt we had received the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves but on God, who raises the dead. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 8 to 9 NIV. On our own, we are very limited. We give in to pressure, sin, and weakness, which leads to us cracking. What pressures are you experiencing that God can use to make you rely on Him instead of yourself? It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 NIV. We can exceed our limits with God. Living out our purpose and speaking to people about our faith is one way God makes us strong and helps us exceed our limitations. How can God use you and all you are going through to reach the heart of other people? 2. From a defeated faith to a resilient faith. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, 2. So she said to Abram, the Lord has kept me from having children. Genesis chapter 16 verses 1 to 2 NIV. Sarah felt defeated in her faith when it came to having children. God used this perceived defeat to give her a resilient faith. How resilient is your faith? Each time he said, no, but I am with you, that is all you need. My power shows up best in weak people. Now I am glad to boast about how weak I am. I am glad to be a living demonstration of Christ's power, instead of showing off my own power and abilities. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9 TLB. When there is less of me, there is more of God. God uses our weaknesses to show us that the more we step aside and let God use us, the more He can do. Do you view weakness and suffering as part of God's process to utilize your life to make its greatest impact? 3. From a worn-out faith to a renewed faith. Sarah said, God has brought me laughter, and everyone who hears about this will laugh with me. Genesis chapter 21 verse 6 NIV. Sarah went from being worn down in her faith about having children, to being renewed by God. Her renewal in faith revitalized her marriage, her family, and her walk with God. What has worn out your faith? So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure? 13. Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child, now that I am old? 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Genesis chapter 18 verses 12 to 14 NIV. Often we think our faith is worn out because of our circumstances, but in reality our unbelief is what really wears us down. How do emotional indulgence, ungratefulness, and fear wear you out? But here is something else I remember. And it gives me hope. 22. The Lord loves us very much. so we haven't been completely destroyed. His loving concern never fails. 23. His great love is new every morning. Lord, how faithful you are. 24. I say to myself, the Lord is everything I will ever need. So I will put my hope in him. Lamentations chapter 3 verses 21 to 24 Nerve. Our walk with God needs to provide us with a sense of being loved very much. When we experience God's love every morning and every day, he can build our confidence and our hope that we have everything we need. How much is my daily walk with God providing me with new hope and confidence? 4. From a small faith to a visionary faith. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2 Niv. Look, here is a town near enough to run to, and it is small. Let me flee to it, it is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared. Genesis chapter 19 verse 20 Niv. When we compare Abraham's faith to Lot's faith, we can see that while Abraham had a vision from God to carry him and to inspire his family, Lot's vision was so small it could not save his family. Do you have a survival faith that is only able to help you survive through the day? Or, do you have a visionary faith that is able to keep you inspired and inspire your family and friends? Our journey of faith. Faith motivated Abraham to obey God's call and leave the familiar to discover the territory he was destined to inherit from God. So he left with only a promise and without even knowing ahead of time where he was going, Abraham stepped out in faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 TPT. This scripture gives us three ways we can reach turning points in our journey of faith. Leave what is familiar. What old ways of thinking do I need to leave behind? Discover new territory. What new territory does God want me to discover? Step out in faith. How can I step out in faith this week?